Good evening. Good evening. I'm glad to see you all here, especially Jim. Thank you for coming. We'll get right into our service this morning or this evening. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins. Please join me in the opening prayer. O God, maker of everything and judge of all that you have made, from the dust of the earth you have formed us, and from the dust of death you would raise us up. By the redemptive power of the cross, create in us clean hearts and put within us a new spirit, that we may repent of our sins and lead lives worthy of your calling, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the scripture reading, Joel 2, found on page 803 of your pew Bible. Blow the trump of Zion, sound the alarm of my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, it is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness spread upon the mountains. A great and powerful army comes, their like has never been from old, not will again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the people, where is their God? The second reading is Psalm 51, if you'll join me. It's on page 785 of the large hymnal. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless in your judgment. Behold, you desire truth in the inward being, therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Make me hear with joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Deliver me from death, O God, God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. For you have no delight in sacrifice. Were I to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. The sacrifice The third reading is Matthew 6, found on pages 5 and 6 of your pew Bibles. Beware of practicing your piety before others to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is there your heart will be also. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now hear this invitation to the observance of Lenten discipline. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the early Christians observed with great devotion the day of our Lord's Passion and Resurrection. And it became the custom of the church that before the Easter celebration there should be a 40-day season of spiritual preparation. During this season, converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when persons who had committed serious sins and had separated themselves from the community of faith were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness and restored to participation in the life of the church. In this way, the whole congregation was reminded of the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the need we all have to renew our faith. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditation on God's holy word, to make a right beginning of repentance, and as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now bow before our Creator and Redeemer. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, so that we may remember that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. As you come forward, I will apply the ashes. You may come forward now. You are dust, and to dust you may return.
Thank you.
You are dust, and to dust you will return. You are dust, and to dust you will return. Thank you. You are dust, and to dust you will return. You are dust, and to dust you will return, Jim. Amen. You are dust, and to dust you will return. Our dust, and to dust you will return. Amen. Your dust, and to dust you will return. Here is your dust, into dust you will return. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of confession in the bulletin. Have mercy on me, O God. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight. You are justified in your sentence and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was born into iniquity, and I have been sinful since my mother conceived me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Please pray. The Almighty and Merciful God, source of our salvation in Christ, who desires not the death of a sinner, but rather that we be turned from wickedness and live, accept your repentance, forgive your sins, and restore you by the Holy Spirit to newness of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, in our whole life to Christ our Lord. Please rise and share the peace of Christ with your neighbors. Peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Jim, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you, Harris.
And I leave yours.
Okay. That's right. You may be seated. As our benediction, I will say, go forth into the world in the strength of God's mercy, to live and to serve in newness of life. May the Lord God order all your days and deeds in peace. Amen. It's the end of our service. You are now dismissed. Thank you.